Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So I want to go around the room real quick before we launch into what we did for spring break and just give us a little tease so that I can have something to look forward to. Like, Kelly, you just had a very good tease before we came into this break.
Yes, I hung out with a rapper.
Oh, see? Really? That's good.
Yes, now, I did.
I'm interested. Jenna? Huh.
I got VIP access to said rapper.
Okay.
Jenna?
You want me to tease?
Yeah, give me a little tease.
Like? My spring break was like the Titanic. The trip started out great, and then the ship started falling apart.
See? Wow.
I took someone to Mexico, and it wasn't my girlfriend.
Ooh!
I paid for two tickets.
JC?
JC?
I didn't do crap.
True.
Oh, you went to Miley Cyrus. You just told us about that.
The highlight of my spring break was the Bachelor final.
Oh, God. A TV show?
Final Rose?
Don't say that.
It was, Jenna. It was good.
Fine, but just keep that to yourself.
The bridal shower we had for my sister-in-law?
Wait a minute.
Is that what it's called?
Part of the highlight?
Is this the highlight of your spring break or your wife's spring break?
Well, I had to mix mine in with hers.
You're still a guy. You know right? I mean, I know you're married, but you're still a guy.
And
then she like cut it off.
And I played I played FIFA with Greggles for a minute. So that was
That's it.
Greggles in the back room.
So you played video games.
Yeah. So that's my spring break, guys. I know. Don't be jealous.
At least you kept a piece of your manhood.
I don't know what happened.
No, she kept the manhood. She put it up on the shelf.
It's not my manhood. It's the kids. Game, set, match.
Yeah.
Well, you could still do something. There was all kinds of basketball on this week. You know,
I watched the basketball
games. Get your brackets together.
But that's not fun. That's me sitting on the couch watching basketball.
Well, okay, so that or a wedding shower?
You know what we did? One day, we sat on the couch and we looked at pictures from spring break 10 years ago.
Wow.
The way we were?
Yeah,
was that playing
we
in,
were,
the back, like, in the background?
We went to Rosarito. Uh-huh. And we did contests and games and stuff.
I remember even when I first moved here to do this job and lived in the same apartment building as Kinsey and JC before they got married, we even had a couple spring breaks where we hung out together, St. Patrick's Day
party.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna, you had some type of surprise trip, right?
Yeah.
I mean, trip?
It kind of boggles my mind. I don't remember if we talked about this on the air or off the air.
I don't remember a surprise, so it must have been on the air.
It was kind of just a last-minute trip I went on with someone the first weekend of my spring break. It was great.
On a trip,
played some golf. And
on a trip you went with someone or someone?
what is the difference?
Yeah, you know what it
is. You know, somebody or somebody.
Somebody. Somebody.
Yeah, well, for me, somebody.
All right, all right. So where'd y'all go?
What happened?
Oh, I went to Newport. Went to this place called Pelican Hill.
California.
It's in California.
Newport Beach. Okay,
Orange County.
All right.
So this cool resort and place
cool.
golf.
You just call it Newport, Kelly.
It was awesome. Yeah. I had a great time. I think he had an okay time.
And
you think?
No, we had a great time.
But I remember you saying, like, I'm not sure. He won't tell me where we're going. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah,
he won't tell me how to pack.
We weren't sure before. Yeah, he ended up telling me. But I left that second we got out of work that day.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was great. But things aren't so great now.
What happened?
Oh, geez.
Did the trip?
I want Italian food now.
No, it's the Titanic violinist.
I'll
never let go, Jenna.
This is what they're playing.
Man, so many
times. Ship's going down.
You go on a trip with somebody and it ruins the relationship. You're so excited. I mean, I don't know if that's what happened, but.
No, it wasn't ruined then. I think. It is kind of serious to go on a trip with somebody.
It is.
I don't know. I think.
You got to go to the bathroom around each other and stuff?
It was really great, but he's not really into it, so I'm. So I spent my spring break after trying.
He just paid for a trip. What do you mean he's not into it?
Well, he invested.
No, we came back and didn't really hang out. And I think that he's, I don't know.
So he
had to work and you didn't, maybe.
What? Yeah.
That's why y'all didn't hang out.
A trip with a girl is an investment. Because it's kind of like how living with them would be, kind of.
And it's terrible, not terrible, but when you go on a trip with a person, like you're in the car with them on the way to the airport. You're at the airport with them. You're on the airplane with them.
Yeah.
You're in the hotel room with them. You're with them the entire time. You have to be ready for it.
Did you have the obligatory trip fight?
No.
No trip fund?
No. Everything, no, it's not. Everything was great. That's why I'm really bummed. You know, everything was great. I almost kind of wish you didn't go on a trip. It was so great because then you come back and, I don't know. I think maybe it freaks guys out or something a little bit.
It does.
Because it gets
you're always there.
And, yeah.
I mean, there's
just not always being there. It makes the relationship more serious than maybe
so he wants to back
you're
off.
Ready for it to be, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's pulled back.
Yeah, so.
When did you guys get back?
That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Maybe it's just let's just chill for a second.
Right.
You know?
When did you guys get back?
Sunday. We just went for the first.
A week ago,
Sunday. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And when was the last time you talked to him?
I think Saturday will have been the last time. We'll
so wait a minute. So you got back on Sunday, and you didn't talk until the following Saturday?
We did some. Okay. I think he's just not into it. Look, I'm put in a bad position here because I have to end something with someone that I want to be with.
Okay.
But he's not really into it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Is this a different person?
No, it's the same person.
Oh, I thought you. No, okay.
Are you listening?
No. I thought she was saying she had to end something with somebody else.
No,
get this goal.
This guy.
No,
okay.
You know, it's all almost right. Like it's a girl when you're like, well, I have to. He's not breaking up with me. I have to end it because he's just not
we won't
that
break
into
up.
It.
Yeah, we won't break up.
This is the thing. At least you realize this, and you're not pushing, right? If you want to look at it half full. At least you're realizing it, and you're not going to turn into the
psycho girl
who's like,
"What's wrong? How come you haven't called me?"
Yeah.
Hey, did you get my text? Did you get my last text? Asked you, did you get my text?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be that chick.
I'm like, you know, real bummed, really, really bummed out. And then I went and got a physical, and my cholesterol's high.
Mine too. High five.
Isn't that Big Al? Have you noticed something?
I end with
two healthiest people on the show are battling high cholesterol.
Yeah, I got my physical.
Notice
I'm fine.
That?
Yeah.
I ate too many eggs.
Mine is perfect. Right. I have no cholesterol issues. I have no high blood pressure issues. Everything's fine.
And my prostate is like a model prostate. I'm just going to tell you
Mine's
that.
Fixed within a month.
Boom. How?
I don't eat the egg yolks anymore.
Have you been back and had it checked?
And I don't eat.
Are you just assuming?
And
it's
I
fine.
Dropped the steak. Yeah. And I don't eat as much steak, so now I just.
Are eating your
fish.
Cheerios?
Okay. Yeah. Eat my Cheerios.
So that was just.
So yeah. Jenna's spring break was wow.
Yeah, mine was like awesome, and then ship sinking. Oh.
Oh, the band on the Titanic.
No, seriously. Oh. I don't want to be a downer coming back for everyone. I'm not okay right now.
I will never let go, Jenna.
But at least y'all got along on the trip.
Yeah, the trip was great.
Because I've been on a trip where we didn't. And that plane ride back sitting next to the person.
Yes. No, that's what makes this even harder. Oh. I really had it was really like probably one of the best times I've had ever. So.
Oh, she's politicking for it right now.
No, I'm not.
Just in case you're listening, it was really a great trip.
No. I miss you.
No, please.
I love you.
I wouldn't talk about it here if I hadn't said all those things already.
I wish you would call me.
No. Stop. That's the point. You can't call me. You don't want.
Jenna's and children first.
I can see you and homeboy snuggled up in the bed while the ship is just going down.
And he's just thinking, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'd want to be any place else right now.
Yeah, he's off the ship. I went down with it.
Man, that's got to suck when you spend that much money on a relationship for a trip, and then it just fizzles out as soon as the trip is over, too.
You should know, Al.
Yeah. Done it.
Did it happen this trip?
No.
Which gentleman did you take on the trip?
I actually took my manager to bar.
Oh, okay.
I took Dave.
So you did.
So, yeah, I know. It was odd. I know.
I really thought you were going to say your mother.
Yeah.
No, it was odd. No, I had to go, actually. And she didn't want to go. But, no, it was just coming out of busy football season. Uh-huh. And you want to go to Mexico?
Coming out, huh?
He's like, yeah, let's go to Mexico. So we just went to Mexico.
Just and, two gals going on a trip.
Me and Dave have never traveled together ever. And
you guys bring matching bathing suits?
No, we just.
Not only did they go to Mexico, but they made sure that they landed in time to get to the Miley Cyrus concert in time together.
And we went together. We had to change our flights because we did. That damn concert cost me some money. Anyway, but yeah, we had to change our flight and come back like at 5 to be at the Miley Cyrus show by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
That was the highlight of your trip?
Yeah.
Nothing with Dr. Girlfriend?
No.
You didn't see Dr. Girlfriend?
No, I saw her. She had to work. Yeah, that's why she couldn't go. So, yeah,
she has a real job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's important.
She's working nights right now, and she only gets like one day off a week. and it's Saturday.
So that's a perfect day, night.
But for a trip, I'm saying, I wasn't here the first Saturday. We did spend St. Patrick's Day together.
You make her spend her one day off at your bar?
Mm-hmm. She loves it.
Dr. Girlfriend!
And Kelly, you...
You hung out with the rapper, Kelly?
I hung out with the rapper.
Can I guess?
VIP.
Which rapper is that, VIP?
Oh!
Did you hang out with Luda?
Oh, did you hang out with Ludacris?
You did? Shut up!
I didn't say that.
Well, okay, we'll say!
Matty B.
Who?
What?
That's not a rapper.
Yes, he is a rapper. Matty B. Raps is his Twitter handle and his Facebook page status.
He's a sensation.
But I know
he is amazing, and I don't use that word often.
Can we play him? What it is, looking for a better way to get about it. Better than getting on the internet and checking a new hit again. Good shot walking. Little bit of humble, little bit of cautious. Someone between like Rocky and Cosby. Sweater gang, no, y'all can't copy. Go bad.
He's pretty good.
I'm still booking that dude.
How old is he?
11.
Oh, he's 11 now?
He's great.
He's 11.
He is great.
Boy, he's just growing up before our eyes.
Yeah, so, his first one, he was like 6 when he started.
Isn't it crazy?
I didn't know Chuck E. Cheese had a VIP.
He was playing at a huge venue called the Majestic, and I didn't realize he was even in town till last minute. Mm-hmm. So I played that.
Does Emma Kelly like him?
I'm Kelly Raspberry. Carl.
Kelly didn't take
him. I had to because I didn't realize he was in town till last minute. So I did. I played the Kelly Raspberry card, but it worked.
I played the Kelly Raspberry card too. And
I'm gonna start playing the Kelly.
I make dinner reservations for for Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly couldn't make it, so we're just gonna have dinner without her. No, so Emma Kelly and I mean I didn't realize because I don't really talk about Matty B to my friends with daughters, you know, and suddenly it's like, oh, my kids love Matty B. He's just like,
he's good.
You want your kids to follow somebody on YouTube that is a good kid, who is a gentleman. In fact, one of his songs talks about what a gentleman he is. He takes like the songs like Blurred Lines and cleans them up and makes cute little videos with it. So fun. If your kid hasn't discovered Matty B, MattyB, look him up online.
So what's going on? What's going on in this VIP section with Matty B?
Well, you get to get your picture taken with him.
Instead of smoke, there's bubbles.
You get little wristbands and you get a little autograph poster.
Oh, it's got
fun
braces.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, he doesn't have braces anymore.
He didn't.
He got those braces off.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then what happened?
That's it. You just, you know, that's VIP.
Was he opening for somebody or was it his show?
It was his show.
It was his show.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Did you have a bunch of little girls back there?
Make
well, you had to, you know, you get the VIP package, you know, and you go backstage.
Oh, you bought yours? You have to buy your VIP way
well,
in?
Well,
you don't.
Do.
Was Lil Twist there?
No, but
Lil
the Duck friend. Dynasty, the Duck Dynasty kid, Lil Will.
Oh, that is going to be a Lil.
He rapped. It was his debut rapping, so that was pretty exciting. And I wish I had the names in front of me right now. Some of the little 11-year-old girl was really great. But
really?
Cute.
So that was the highlight for you?
I'd say so.
That's what I said when I left Miley Cyrus. Cute.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I think we all kind of dropped the ball.
Hey, you know what? I'm a mom. I stayed home.
Oh, what's my excuse?
I went to Home Depot and stuff.
I went to Mexico.
Yeah, see?
Good time.
And Miley Cyrus.
Some tequila shots. Went to Miley Cyrus.
Well, as you can see, the cast of Kid Craddock in the morning, we're a wild party animal. Well, now it's your turn to tell us about your wild spring break. Tell us those crazy stories from your St. Paddy's Day adventures as well. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We talk to you next.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We just told you about our incredible spring break.
I know,
just
man.
Lots of fun.
I'm surprised you made it in this morning with all the happenings that you had around.
Man, I know, Al.
Whew.
I know. It's tough out there for me. Big daddy over here. So we asked you to call us up and tell us your crazy spring break stories because we want to live vicariously through you.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's our phone number. Go ahead and call. We'll put you on the air. We'll kick it off with Mike. How's your spring break, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Spring break, St. Paddy's Day, crazy around my house.
Why?
I tell you, my wife, she's a nurse at the hospital, so she works crazy hours. Shout out to the Big Al.
Hey.
I got a 2-year-old, so shout out to you, JC. It was turned down yesterday. Had some dirty diapers.
Uh huh.
You know, went to church.
Nice.
Shout out to you, Kelly. I actually did a really cool workout. So shout out to Jenna.
You got him all covered.
It was quite a day, you know.
Yeah.
We shut it down last night, watching an amazing race, and you know, crazy time.
Mike sounds like my kind of dude.
Yeah,
yeah, he is.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out on that, buddy. Well done.
Yeah. You guys are soul dads.
How many people can call in and do 4 shout-outs? That's pretty good.
You know what? You are the first, my brother. You are the first.
You stay home and recover today, because that was way crazy.
Woo! And Walk of Shame was going to be.
I'm going to be licking my wounds today.
All right, my man.
See you, buddy.
What was that?
See you, buddy. I don't know. See you, man. See you, buddy. And I kind of messed it up.
I was getting back in the swing of things.
He said, see you, butt. See you, butt.
Man, buddy. See you, man, buddy.
Michael, you met one of us this spring break?
Yeah, I met Big Al.
Yeah, buddy.
Where at?
Where?
On the plane ride to Cancun, man. We were sitting right in front of you.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mike?
Do you remember him?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
Yeah, wife and I booked a last-minute trip down to Cancun on Thursday and went down there. We got bumped up to first class sitting in front of Big Al. And then we got bumped up to a king size on Ocean View at this Golden Parnassus down there in Cancun.
Oh, well, you're just, like, blessed because you got hashtag blessed. You got bumped up to first class and a king suite.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I should have been hanging out with you.
And you met Big Al in first class.
I know. Al Mack in first class.
Yeah.
How cool
and
is
And you
that?
Know Al buys his tickets so far in advance. And he got a sweet deal.
Yeah, I just told him I was Kelly Raspberry.
Michael, did Al hit on your wife?
No. The girl next to him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, sure did.
The girl next to you, I thought you went down with your barman.
No, he actually went down.
Yeah, he's just a coach, though. He went,
No. It was all good. She was funny, though. She didn't even know who he was until about 30 minutes before the end of the trip. And he assumed that she did, and he was, you know, joking around and everything. He was asking the lady that was waiting on everybody whether or not she had some bottle cap burgers.
How drunk was Al?
Al, your pickup lines are on point.
No, that's what I was asking the flight attendant. I'm like, she's like, what would you like for your meal? I'm like, I would really like a bottle cap burger right now, to be totally honest with you.
Oh, man.
And she had no idea either. Both of them had no clue.
And Al just assumes.
Even though the flight attendant has his name on a sheet.
Yeah. Regional radio star.
I wear my Big Al t-shirt. Yeah. Big Al in the house.
Well, Michael, thanks for that intel on Big Al Mac. I'm glad you had a great time, my man.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a good one.
See you next trip, dog.
Oh, Big Al Mac. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Don't you love being you?
I do. Every day is an adventure.
Oh. Terrell, what'd you see? A big old fight or something?
Crazy. I'm actually in the National Guard, and we had our annual training. We went out to the field last week, you know, went to the range, shot some weapons, got muddy. It was real crazy. But on the very last night, right before we all went home, you know, my unit and I, we all went out to eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, pretty average night. A couple of guys hanging out at a table. All of a sudden, we're sitting right by the door, and we just hear screaming, just two girls screaming. So I turn around, and I just see one girl's hand go straight to the other girl's hair and just slam her down to the ground and start wailing on her right by the front door.
Classy.
Apparently, the hostess of the restaurant was flirting with the other woman's boyfriend, who was actually standing right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And needless to say, the other girl wasn't too happy with that. And a fight ensued, and it was a mauling. I'll put it that way.
Now, did you interrupt the fight or just watch the fight?
Aren't guys supposed to intervene?
We don't know how.
No, it's not that we didn't want to intervene, but there are so many things. You know, you touch a woman, she's like, oh, he's harassing me. You touch me where he shouldn't touch.
We got to be careful.
We kind of left that up to the managers and the other employers.
Mm-hmm.
The other employees to kind of take care of that.
And as a man, I mean, if you're a woman attacked another girl for daring to flirt with you, does that turn you on?
No.
Or are you so disgusted you dump her?
It's disgusting. A little bit.
I would be horrified.
I'm afraid I'd have to go ahead and give her a...
It's a compliment if somebody hits on you. Hey, baby, this girl thinks
that
I'm
good. But a girl is that threatened, she has to take the girl by the hair and throw her to the ground? That's such disgusting behavior.
There was also a lot of leftover weave once the fight was broken.
Oh. Leftover weave?
Weave on the floor. Yeah. Yep.
Now,
that's what happened.
Was one of the ladies carrying something, Terrell?
Yes. The hostess was actually pregnant.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
She attacked a pregnant woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The pregnant woman was attacked.
If she doesn't sue
Whether
for
it
assault.
Was for the boyfriend in question, no one knows. It's still out. It's a mystery right now.
Oh,
but
it's a mystery right now.
That's awful.
My goodness.
I wonder if there's more to it.
Like, yeah, oh, right. His baby.
His baby. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. How do you attack a pregnant girl?
Oh, boy. And pull out a weave.
I know.
Yeah.
Courtney, how was Florida for you?
Great. I don't really get to see my fiance very much. He is a Navy pilot, and he's going through a pilot training right now in Florida. And I got a trip from my fiance's mom to go down and see him for spring break. So I don't really get to see him before the wedding in July. And I was so excited to go down there and spend some time on the beach and, you know, get a little bit of sun so I can, you know, start my bridal portraits and get down there and it's raining the entire time.
Aww.
I was so upset. So I'm sitting in the apartment and every day sitting in the apartment doing the same thing. And I never got to see my fiance until he got home at like 8 o'clock at night. And then the rest of the evening he was in the books studying and I really didn't even get time with him. So I was really upset. I mean, I got to see him and I understand it's the military life, but I was a little down because that kind of the damper on my
Oh, sorry, Courtney.
Sorry, babe.
It'll get better.
Sorry. Thank you.
I mean, eventually you'll have children, and then you got to take care of them all spring break long.
Yeah, that to look forward to.
Yeah, right. Right.
Thanks, Courtney. Aw. That's good.
I want to end on that.
Holly actually got out and about. Holly, how was the beach for you?
We went to Gulf Shores, my husband and I, and we're both teachers, so we were off the whole week. Awesome. But we got down there the first night. We're walking on the beach at night, just having a romantic stroll on the beach. And there comes this college kid walking down the side of the beach. And he's, like, swaying, like, 25 feet both ways right into the ocean. And so my husband's like, he's totally going to fall in the water and drown or get eaten by a shark. So my husband's like, let's go help him, whatever. I'm like, okay, totally, he's just drunk. We'll just get him back to his condo, no big deal. We get over to him, and he's like, no, I'm good, I'm good. Then he falls in the sand. Oh. My husband picks him up and is like, dude, are you just drunk? And he's like, no, I'm high on cocaine. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So I'm, like, backing off a little bit, just letting my husband take care of this. And we're helping him up and stuff. And he's like, y'all are the nicest people ever. Where are y'all from? And we were like, we're from Texas. He goes, oh, Texas people are the best. Y'all are, like, just like a big house. Like, everybody's friends with each other. And it's just, like, totally spaced out. He keeps asking us what school we go to. We're like, we don't go to school. We're out of school. He's like, but what school do you go to? And he keeps asking us like 10 times. We're like, okay, he's not getting it. So we're like, whatever. So then he starts to walk off, and we're like, wait a minute, where are you going? And he's like, I don't need y'all anymore. Y'all are too nice. Da-da-da. Then he's like, wait a minute, I want to repay you. Do you want to do some lines? Do you want to do some lines of coke?
Oh, gosh.
He's like, I have cocaine. I have Molly. I have
oh, my gosh.
Weed. I have it all. Do you want to come do some lines? We were like, no, thank you.
Those are the drug dealers that get caught and arrested right there.
Yes.
The nice ones.
What an idiot.
The generous ones.
Lines to a song. He was talking about lines to a song. Yeah. You know, sing lines to a song.
Thanks, Holly.
Sure.
What an idiot. Just screaming out what he has.
Yeah. How dare he scream about what he has? How stupid.
You seem generous.
Oh, man.
Kay, you actually went to Ireland.
Whoa.
I actually did.
Are you still there or something?
No, I'm not. I'm driving to school.
Okay. Is St. Patrick's Day an event over there as well, or is it just over here?
No. St. Patrick's Day over there is a four-day, like, festival.
Whoa.
It is amazing.
Cool. So what cool things did you see?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So every night we're bar hopping in Temple Bar area, which is their historic, beautiful area of just bars, restaurants, you name it, they have it.
Yeah.
So it's about 7 o'clock in the morning, and we go to one of their after-hour restaurants called Charlie's. They serve. It's a really. It looks horrible on the outside, but the food is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we go there every night that we're actually there in Ireland, in Dublin, and we. We get together for a group picture. A group of men walk in with kilts on. So as they're like, hey, let's jump in on the picture. So me and my friends, we all get ready for the picture. On the count of three, they turn around and pull their kilts up. Baggage everywhere.
Oh!
Everywhere. No one has anything on under the kilts.
Oh!
And now I'm telling everybody all over the world, beware of the kilt. Because the Irish men say, if a man has an underwear under a kilt, he's not a man.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's a tradition. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to put my kilt on later, so I got to take my undies off.
Wow. Thanks a lot, babe.
That's awesome. Now I'm going to picture every dude's going to be
no.
commando under there.
Yeah.
I guess they are, though.
All right, we'll take one last one. Haley?
Hi.
What's up?
How's your spring break?
Well, it was good. I am the one that Big Al was generous enough to give my husband and I the weekend makeover for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, I remember this. I think we have audio from when you called in last time.
Yeah, she had
it. We got to make sure you have a good birthday for him at some point, because it was just kind of ruined.
You want a redo on that?
Yeah, let's get them a weekend at a hotel or something, Kelly. Kelly, pull out the credit card.
Okay. Haley, hold on for us. Big Al Mac's going to sponsor
we're going to hook you up with something.
Okay, hold on
for
us.
We are?
Yeah. I got part of it. I got five on it. I got them some free beer at the bar.
Exactly. I got five on it.
Yeah. We'll hook you up, girl. So, hey, Haley, what actually happened when you called? I mean, the first time. Like, how was your weekend ruined?
Okay. So, it started for my husband's birthday, and I had surprised him with a night out where we have four children. I got rid of all of our kids, and it was going to be him and I for the whole night, overnight, which never happened. And so I took him out to get pedicures. I got him a full-hour massage. We went out to dinner. We went and rented a movie. We came back to our house. We were laying in bed watching the movie, getting ready to have some other birthday celebrations.
Yeah. Right.
And he started to feel sick. He ended up with the flu.
Oh.
And then around that same time, we got a phone call from our babysitter that our four-year-old threw up.
Oh.
And so I had to leave and go get all my kids back. And within a couple hours, all six of us were throwing up.
Yeah.
So it was one right after another. And so of his birthday celebration was spent puking.
And this is why Big Al said, let's redo your birthday celebration.
Yeah, so what I did, when she called, we went off the air, and I went back to the phone screen room. I said, call her up. She lives in Indiana. So I was like, maybe there's an Indiana Pacers game or something, some type of activity that she can do, and I was going to try and do something nice for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided on a hotel, just a night or two at a hotel nearby, and they were going to go and have a night out, her and her husband. So
perfect.
I put my credit card down, and I didn't think anything else about it.
So how'd your week?
Done.
Wow.
How'd your weekend go, Haley?
Well, so it started out with the excitement. We drive the hour and a half to get to Indianapolis. We pull up to this hotel, and we are, like, impressed because this hotel was nicer than, I mean, he could have put us in a Super 8 back lobby motel, and we would have been thrilled. I mean, this was, like, the cream of the crop hotel downtown Indy. And we walk in, and I say, you know, I'm here to check in. I give them my name. I give them my confirmation number. And they say, okay, we need a credit card. And I said, well, this is Big Al from the radio show, you know.
Yeah, Big Al had it.
He's doing this for us. And they said, oh, no, but we have to have his credit card. You can't check in. And so they weren't going to let us check into the hotel. And so we sat there and we kind of went back and forth with them for a little bit. And they weren't budging. They would not let us check into the hotel.
So I
tried to call the radio station, and of course it was after hours and nobody was there.
Hey, you want to take a request right now?
And then I tried to get in touch with Big Al, but I didn't know at the time that his father had just passed away. And so then I contacted the gentleman that helped me get the reservation and sent me the confirmation was Alex the intern.
The intern?
And so the intern Alex. And I emailed him, and within minutes he emailed me right back. I gave him my phone number. He called me. He saved the day. He went out of his way.
He
gave them his credit card.
Intern Alex.
See, so the intern knows how to pay for something, and Al doesn't.
So what she's leaving out here is very pivotal.
Okay, Al.
They tried to charge my credit card, and it got declined.
She was staring at
the embarrassment. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, Haley, you're too nice.
And so Alex is trying to email me, and I'm in Mexico somewhere drinking a tequila shot, and I'm not checking my email. Blah blah blah. So Alex paid for, so I had to pay Alex back. But.
Our intern had to pay for the hotel room.
After all she did, go through this and, you know, trying to make a good weekend, and she gets there, she's about to turn around and go back home because the hotel room's not paid.
But the rest of the weekend, it went well, though, for you, Haley?
Once we finally got, that was probably, like, in total, like, an hour of waiting, and we were right at the door ready to leave and head back home with Alex the day.
I'm so sorry.
The thing is, like, it worked out great, and we had so much fun. I mean, we did things we haven't done since we were first married with no children.
Thanks for calling us.
That's how you do a hotel room.
Very nice.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
Kelly Raspberry is extremely excited about what we're about to do.
But she does it with such, you know, great spirit.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
Shouldn't gripe about it at all.
I can't get the sticky off.
I believe the quote was, I hate holidays and going into work because of the stupid things they make us do.
Pretty much close to verbatim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys even know what St. Patrick's Day is about?
I really don't. It's, it has something to do with trash or something.
No?
I don't know.
Well, let's go to school real quick.
Is it something about leading the rats out?
The rats. That's what it was, the rats.
The snakes.
Snakes.
Tell us.
St. Patrick was born around 387 CE in Scotland.
CE?
CE.
Yeah. What does CE stand for?
Does anybody know what CE is?
CE?
Is it BC?
CE.
BE?
Wait a minute. Repeat your statement, please.
St. Patrick was born around 387 CE. Dot E. Dot. CE.
Central?
The Common Era, Al. Go to school.
What's the Common Era mean?
The good one.
Maybe he was born at 308 Central Time, and it's supposed to be a T.
Oh, the Common Era. Yeah, that was common.
All right. Okay, keep going.
He turned to God once he was kidnapped by slave traders and brought to Ireland to be a shepherd.
That would make you turn to God.
Yeah, so he turned to God. God hooked him up.
Yeah.
He joined the priesthood after his escape at the age of 20, eventually became a bishop.
Okay.
So Patrick was tasked with the mission of bringing Christianity to Ireland, where he was enormously successful.
All right.
Okay.
St. Patrick is most known for driving the snakes from Ireland.
There you go.
It is very true. If you go to Ireland, there are no snakes, but there probably never have been.
Did he drive them like in his car or what?
I don't know. No. He was going to take a plane, but he couldn't afford the airfare.
Oh, Al, will you do Samuel L. Jackson's Snakes on a Plane, but with an Irish accent?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that could be a.
I have to remember to not cuss and then try and do the accent at the same time.
That's
too much.
Al can barely talk right now.
Yeah.
Today.
This is too much hair. I can't get it all.
We're all trying to get we're all trying to get into the spirit here with hats.
Kelly, I just looked up at Kelly.
We're all wearing St. Patrick's Day attire.
You check out Kit TV.
Something tells me that the real St. Patrick would not
approve of this lunacy.
Approve of what we do on St. Patrick's Day.
You're a leprechaun.
Did you notice that nowhere in this history lesson was beer or getting
drunken debauchery?
Drug. Yeah. Nowhere.
Where did the Irish car bombs? Because those are that was a bad time for Ireland. But that's what we celebrate with.
Yeah, I don't know where all that came from, but we're all wearing stuff
green.
Kelly's got a. My goodness.
Where did the shamrocks and stuff come from? And
Ireland.
Kelly's got a.
Those would be from Ireland.
I can't even look at Kelly right now.
I know. Please. We have on orange eyebrows.
Kelly's got super thick orange eyebrows.
We have leprechaun hair.
And a green
orange,
hat.
An orange beard, goatee thing.
Because I'm happy to be Irish.
I'm today. Irish.
I'm not. I'm Scotch. Everybody thinks I am because of the red hair. We're Scotch.
Does the Irish carpet match the Irish drapes?
Scottish.
Yeah, my mom has Irish in her side of the family, so I should be extremely successful with this new competition.
What aren't you?
I'm Irish.
Mexican and Irish and Asian and
I'm
white.
Not Asian.
I think Mexican is the least part of your makeup.
No, Mexican is where I was
That's
born.
What you claim.
That's where I was born, raised, and born.
So you're also Irish?
A little bit, I think.
All right. Well,
we don't know. My mom was adopted. So
let's
sketchy.
Hear it then.
It's a sketchy side.
Yeah.
Let's
you
hear
should
it.
Have a little well, accent then.
Here's
right?
Nick to introduce
Hey, guys.
Bit. Hey, Nick.
Nick's in the house to introduce the bit.
Okay, so we've been doing a lot of accents lately.
Yeah.
How can we pass this one up?
I remember.
Yeah. Irish accents.
How could we not?
I mean, it'd be nice to like have a coach.
No coach. So what we're going to do, I'm going to hand you a sheet of paper that you guys have never seen before with an Irish saying or phrase.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh. I don't even remember what an Irish person says.
I don't either. Okay.
But that's not enough.
Okay.
It's not?
What you're going to do is you're going to say your little saying, take a swig of some Guinness beer, and then take a big old bite out of a potato. Right here. Here we go. So Lacey and Rob are bringing in some beer and potatoes.
I think
I've never had beer in my life.
Never?
It's a potato.
I'll drop his potato.
These are raw, uncooked potatoes.
A raw, uncooked potato?
I'll eat that.
Potato.
I thought this was like a... been washed?
No, it hasn't been washed.
No, they've been washed.
If it's been washed, I'll eat it.
Grab your beer.
I ain't drinking the beer, but I'll eat potato. Bit
killer. You'd rather eat raw potato than swig of Guinness?
I love raw potatoes. My mother used to cut them up to make home French fries, you know?
What?
And I'd just sit there and eat the raw potato. Yeah.
But raw potatoes?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Raw potato?
Okay, who wants to go first? Who's feeling the most Irish?
Irish.
Kelly already took a bite.
Oi.
I've never had Guinness beer.
Irish.
Al, how are you feeling? You feeling Irish?
I remember.
All right, here you go.
Jamaican again. How come you always go to Jamaican?
Oi.
All right, you're up first.
Oi, Irish.
Oh, man, my beer.
Say, my lucky charms. I like it, too.
Strong enough for a man, but I like it, too. There you go. I got it. And are we talking to someone on the phone? No.
Nope.
Okay, here we go. Here's to a long life and many more. Oh, it's a cheers. Hold your drink, everybody.
Oh.
Here's to a long life and many more. A quick death and an easy one. A pretty girl and an honest one. A cold beer and another one. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
That just sounds like your white guy voice.
Yeah. Obama? No.
Now take a swig and bite the potato.
I wonder, are there a lot of black Irish people?
Yeah, they're called Blirish. Oh, God.
Are they blackish?
This could not be right.
I like it. I don't like the potato.
Oh, this is nasty.
I don't like the potato at all. It's gross.
That is nasty.
Maybe you turn the skin off, it wouldn't be bad.
Raw potatoes are gross.
Not.
Jenna, you ready?
Jenna's next?
No.
Here you go. Here's your Irish saying.
No.
My whiskers are falling off.
I don't even know what an Irish
that is the nastiest
like.
Thing. Who did that?
Okay. Oh man!
A raw potato.
I don't know how to do this.
Just do it.
Come on.
Okay. How does it go?
Irish.
Oi. I can't do it.
Come on, Jenna.
I'm not trying to be a bit killer. I don't even know how to do it.
Well, do it.
Yeah, bit killing's my job, Missy.
you step off of Kelly.
Oi. Okay.
You're singing stone.
May the enemies of Ireland never eat bread nor drink whiskey, but be afflicted with it. With itching, without the benefit scratching.
I have no idea what you said.
Oi.
Take a swig and bite your potato.
When in doubt, make sure
they don't
understand.
Take a swig and bite your potato.
This is gross.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Guinness.
Isn't it nasty?
Nasty?
My beard won't stay on either.
My beard's falling off.
The eyebrows stay.
JC?
I'm the only one without a beard in here now.
There you go. You're always the only one without a beard.
Irish.
Oi.
Irish. Here I go.
Okay.
Irish diplomacy is the ability to tell a man to go to hell.
Thank you for calling Capital One.
So that he looks like a trip.
My name is Bob.
My name is Bob. Can I help you, please? What is your issue?
In my head, it sounded good.
All right. Swig and potato.
Oh. I hope we're supposed to be taking a swig, too, when y'all take
it. Sure.
Can I just chug it?
Is it healthy to eat a potato raw?
Sure.
What's wrong with it?
Isn't it a root?
Come from the earth, man.
Okay.
All right, Kelly. Well, you've already started eating your potato.
I thought we were supposed to bite every time
Kelly's done with her potato.
I thought we were supposed to bite every time.
Kelly, you can have my potato.
She might not participate in a bit, but you put some food in front of her.
I don't care. If I win, I'm not calling Ireland. All right, potato.
Kelly.
Potato.
There are only three kinds of Irish men who can't understand women. Young men, old men, and men of middle age.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Juan Pablo wants to say cheers to us.
Cheers.
Okay, thanks. So it's pretty evident that Kelly won.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, Last break, we gave you our best Irish accents.
Or worst.
And we had you call in, and all the votes were tallied.
Okay.
And here with the results is Nick
announcing
Adams.
Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Nick.
I'm back.
What's up?
Hi. Are you guys excited? I feel like y'all...
I'm very excited.
I
give my all.
Okay, good. JC, you didn't win.
Oh.
Man.
Okay.
Can anyone guess who won the accent challenge?
Please don't be me. I'm not calling Ireland. I'm just going to tell you right now.
No.
I'm not calling Ireland. So I will give my first place to JC.
Hold on.
Did Jenna win?
People called in to vote for the best or the worst?
The best. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, because people may have been confused.
No,
sometimes we ask them to call about the worst.
We said the best.
I'm going to say Big Al won.
Did Jenna win?
Jenna did not win.
Okay. Yes.
God. So it's down to Big Al Mac and Kelly Raspberry.
Man, I lose so well.
The winner by a landslide is, of course, Kelly.
Kelly!
Yay, Kelly. Congratulations.
Yeah, Kelly!
There you go, Kelly.
Congratulations,
You're
Kelly.
You're so good, Kelly.
And on
not
the phone,
calling. I'm not calling.
Yeah, you are. We already.
Don't worry.
Don't
we already called for you.
You don't have to call. All you do is talk.
Why are we calling a pub in Ireland?
See what they're doing.
See what they're doing. It's
See what's going on. In your Irish accent.
And you're Irish, so you got to talk to
I'm not Irish.
Your fellow Irishman.
We're no
Scottish.
Longer here.
Don't they hate the Scottish?
No,
we like
the Scottish.
They're nice people.
You guys can help her out with your Irish.
What time is it over there?
It's around noon.
It's around noon in Ireland. All right.
Well, why don't you say hello to your friend,
top,
Kelly?
Say top of the morning.
Oh, top of the morning.
Oh,
God.
Hello, Ireland.
Hey, guys.
This is Samuel.
Hi, Samuel.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Samuel doesn't sound like a very Irish name.
Oh,
I guess
God,
it is. Sam Adams. Sam Adams is Irish, isn't he?
No, Sam Adams is from here.
No.
Boston.
Irish people live in Boston.
That's very true.
It is very Irish there.
Well, let's talk to Sam.
Yeah, let's talk to Samuel.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, Samuel.
To you too, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Are you born?
How are the celebrations down your way?
All right. Are you born and bred in Ireland?
Yeah, I'm born and bred. God, I lived here all my life. Yeah.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 27.
They say that St. Patrick's Day down there is more like a 4-day festival.
Oh, God, you have no idea. Like, it started since maybe 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. It's like a really cool celebration over here.
Yeah.
It's a really big thing for everyone. Like, everyone gets out, gets gear on, dresses all green and cool.
What are you wearing right now?
Sorry? I'm wearing a Paddy Skull hat, and I'm wearing a green shirt, and I've got shamrocks on me.
Do you have the kilt on?
Sorry, no, I haven't got a kilt. That's more of a Scottish thing.
Oh, come on, Al.
Not bad.
He was trying to trip you up.
Samuel.
He thought you were a faker.
Are there many people in your pub right now at O'Neill's?
Oh, God, yeah, it is pretty busy at the moment. It's been busy all morning. It's Paddy's Day. Everyone starts coming out about 9:30 in the morning.
So, I mean, it's
party on all the way through the night.
What's the drink? Because we all have Guinness right here, but I'm assuming you drink something better than that.
Oh, God, we've got a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of, like, small craft breweries in Ireland, like O'Hara's. O'Hara's do a really good red ale.
O'Hara's red ale, yeah.
We have a lot of little small craft breweries now in Ireland kind of popping up. But everyone does like a good Guinness. I do love a good Guinness.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we're doing.
Now, I mean, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal and everything, but what do y'all do the rest of the year? Is it, like, always happening, or is it pretty much die down after
really
this?
It's a cool place. Like, It's a small place, but, like, everyone's really friendly, and there's always a really good vibe in Ireland, and, like, you really notice it when you travel to a few other countries, like it's so small that you just get to know everyone so quickly. Kind of find a home really quickly.
How do you feel about Americans?
Oh, God, I love Americans. Americans are so cool. They're, like you dudes are, like, the friendliest people in the world.
Really?
Like, honestly. Honestly, so friendly. Like, it's unbelievable.
I've heard that the reason, like, people in Ireland and England stuff like Americans is because Americans tip, and they don't tip over there, right?
No, we don't really tip in Ireland. It's not
really?
It's like you do it in restaurants, maybe 10%.
Yeah.
That's about it. Like I know that over in the States, and I've been a few times, like, it's, like, everything is tipped for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything.
So you make more per hour. I'm not asking what you make.
Oh, God,
but,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
Samuel, we just had our Irish accent contest.
Uh-oh.
And Kelly won.
That's me.
She wants to do it for you real quick.
Yeah, I'm dying to do it for you. I wanted so badly to win this contest, and so I've really practiced hard.
Can you tell us how good Kelly's accent is real quick? Go ahead, Kelly.
I wanted to win so badly, I threw away my sheet of what I said.
Oh, you did?
Here.
Let me borrow Al's.
Here's mine.
Here you go. You ready for me to lay some Irish on you?
Okay, guys. Okay. Hit it to me.
Here's to a long life and many more. A quick death and an easy one. A pretty girl and an honest one. A cold beer and another one.
How was that, Samuel?
Oh, that was real good, guys.
That was pretty good, right?
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Kelly? He's so nice.
Take a bite of your potato, Kelly.
I already threw my potato away.
Now, Samuel, how is your American accent? Can you do one for us?
Oh, God. I'll give it a shot for you guys, but it's going to be pretty bad.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, dude. What's up?
That's good. You sound more of an American than I do, actually. Yeah.
That's good, dude.
Well done, sir. Yeah,
kind of they go California surfer.
Yeah, that was good, bro.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Hey, Samuel. How about a Samuel Adams?
No. Guys, what's your thing for Patty's Day? What are you going to do?
Well, our big, you know, because it fell on a Monday, the big parades and everything were on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So pretty much we just wear green
and drink green beer.
And if you don't wear green, you get pinched. That's the big tradition in America.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? We're fun.
Oh, no, guys, you're real cool.
Yeah.
Hey, is it true there's no snakes in Ireland?
No, that's the idea of Paddy's Day. St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes.
And there really is no snakes in Ireland.
Zero. Like, you have small garden snakes in England and Scotland, but we don't have them in Ireland.
Awesome.
So there's no mother in snakes in the
Worms are about the only thing close to snakes.
Worms, okay.
Worms.
I'm going to have to sneak one in there.
A worm is really just a gay snake.
Worms work. Samuel, thanks so much for chatting with us, man. Have fun today.
Cheers, guys.
See you, man.
Cheers. In Dublin. Be sure to drop into us, O'Neill's on Suffolk Street.
O'Neill's.
Yeah, we'll do it.
O'Neill's Club, guys.
Bye, Samuel. That's our friend.
He's our new Irish friend.
He's our only Irish friend in Ireland right now.
He's so nice to tolerate us.
Right?
Yeah, he is.
I'm just glad we didn't call him, like, pranking him. See, that's what gets on my nerves, right?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, you guys, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time for this.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Thanksgiving Day edition.
Thanksgiving Day?
I mean, St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
That was
How do you mess that up?
That was the joke.
Thanksgiving Day?
You can't just say that was a joke.
Oh, wow.
That was the joke.
Wow.
You sipped a little too much of that Guinness beer there, buddy.
Just a couple. Al, knock, knock.
Who's there? Gobble, gobble?
No. I accidentally said Thanksgiving.
All right.
Also, it wasn't a joke?
No, I screwed up.
Okay. So, come on.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
That was a little lame.
Kelly.
More?
Why are leprechauns so hard to get along with?
I don't know why.
Because they're very short-tempered.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Do you write these yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Does a producer schedule this bit?
Wait, that's even worse if you don't write them yourself. So you deem these funny. So you're stealing bad jokes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
That's why they're the best jokes ever. They're already out there.
Okay.
Come on. It's time for the long joke of the day.
Oh,
a long one. Oh, my God.
So a guy stumbles up on the other patron at a bar, and it's St. Patrick's Day. And he's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And the guy says, well, of course. So then the man asks him, where are you from? And he goes, I'm from Ireland. And the other guy goes, I'm from Ireland. So then the first one goes, you don't say. Huh, let's have another round to Ireland. So they have a shot. And curious, the first guy asks, where in Ireland are you from? And the guy goes, Dublin. And he goes, I can't believe it, said the first guy. I'm from Dublin as well. Let's have another drink to Dublin. So they drink that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that bad boy. So curiosity strikes again. And the first guy goes, where did you go to school? And he goes, I went to St. Mary's. And I graduated in 62. And the first guy just blows up and goes, that is unbelievable. I went to St. Mary's and graduated in 62. Also, let's have a shot for that. And so they have a shot.
Usually the third one's where the funny part comes in.
And then so that's about the time another patron walks in and he looks at the bartender. He goes, hey, what's going on? And he goes, nothing much. The O'Malley twins are drunk again.
And we laughed all night.
The twins.
Together, funny at the time. Now I can't remember how we go.
Well, they have to say Patrick's
Day. That it was so clever because we laughed all night.
And that's your St. Patrick's Day joke edition.
So what are you doing later, Kelly?
So we're not doing this again until the next holiday?
Right.
Next St. Patrick's Day. Or Thanksgiving.
Maybe next week.
Next week.
Thanksgiving.
Maybe next week. Have to round up the jokes.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was.
You know what? I think we're done today.
For a joke bit. I mean, that was probably
the best. As far as joke bits go,
it was one of the best.
Here's the thing.
Ones we've done today.
I got off on the wrong foot by calling it Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So there was that.
That was what went wrong.
There were some other problems.
I lost you guys at the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm just going to Google Irish jokes.
Yeah.
Irish jokes. Okay. All right, let's see what
you
comes
can't out. Trump my jokes.
The biggest and best Irish jokes website. It's literally irishjokes.com.
I'd pre-read.
I'm going to
go to the holiday spot.
I Googled black Irish
jokes. But see, I'm afraid to just read them.
Right, that's
you
because
should. Some of them are dirty. It's tough to find radio-friendly jokes, is what I realized.
Yes, it is.
Very tough.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about Lindsay Lohan instead?
Yeah, I think we've given our audience enough funny for the day. I think we just call it a day.
We should talk tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lindsay has
red hair. Maybe she's Irish. St. Patrick's
Day. Lohan. I bet that's Irish.
It might be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lohan.
Yeah, I've been missing whatever she's been up to.
Well, I'm really upset, and I hope that I set my DVR for a series recording. I'm not sure if I did or not for Lindsay Lohan on the OWN network. I was so excited, first of all, to find OWN that I'm going to just DVR everything on it now.
You watched the first
one. Catch up what I've been missing. Yeah, I caught the first one, but Emma Kelly's, by the way, homesick, fever, throwing up.
Really?
Man, right before she was back to school. Yeah,
I feel
like mom of the year sitting here at work. But anyway, Nanny Laura's back, by the way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for people who've been around. She was Emma Kelly's first nanny for 4 years, and she's back. So
she's happy about that.
So, yeah, she's very happy with that. So anyway, last night, you know, with Emma Kelly getting the humidifier set up and getting her all loaded up with meds and then having her hyper from all the meds, getting her to bed, I missed Lindsay Lohan.
I did too. I'm so upset.
That was my whole story.
Well, I think we have audio clips.
We have audio.
That's better than spending all the time watching it.
Yeah, I think it's like the Cliff Notes version of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So on the episode, Lindsay goes out to dinner with her dad, Michael. And they talked about how he was never there for her, which we already knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Cody really does, though. And it hurts me to see my little brother need his dad and need something that all his friends are getting.
And guess what?
And not even have had his dad for any games.
He wouldn't have even been in school if it wasn't.
He hasn't had a dad to go to his soccer games.
I wanted to. No, as a matter of fact, we were going through the divorce, and I said, I wanted to go see Cody play soccer. And she said, no, I'm going to be at the field. I said, I'm going to see him.
You have to understand that he needs his father.
So the point of the show is to follow her around as she tries to get her stuff back together.
Right. She just got out of rehab.
Okay.
And this is her trying to get her life
back basically.
In order.
It's a docudrama, documentary.
As being mentored from afar by Oprah.
And you get to see, too, it's not all Lindsay's fault because your problems come from somewhere.
But eventually, you can't blame everything on you. Eventually, as an adult, you've got to accept responsibility.
Sure.
I recognize why I am this way. I can't, you know, I can spend every day blaming my daddy.
Right.
Or I can start making adult decisions and, you know, be my own person.
Is Oprah on the show at all?
Well, she will when she comes to fuss at her. She, you know, first week she was there to say hello.
Okay.
Was she on it all last night? I don't know.
We don't have a clip of
Oprah. There's previews where she has to intervene because Lindsay stopped showing up for filming and things
like
that.
They got her a life coach, though, didn't they?
They did get her a life coach, Jenna.
Is it a
candlelight or electricity?
Candlelight.
Ocean or pool?
Ocean.
Black or white?
Gray. Black.
Is that a yama?
White.
That's right. Just think. Don't forget. This is about who you are to yourself.
I like both.
Okay. Light or dark?
Light.
Top or bottom?
Oh,
gotcha. Waiting for the answer.
Top.
Okay.
Well, I would like, you know, it doesn't have to be dirty.
No, it doesn't have to be at all.
But I don't see where that's going to help.
It's a psychology test.
I want to be tested.
Kind of like
you want to be tested like that.
I want to be tested. I want to know where I am.
Well, we have to have somebody to come in here that can interpret the test. So it's not like we can just download a test.
That's
so
fun.
Like maybe a psychologist or a psychiatrist to come in here.
It's interesting. I got this for you guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Jenna.
You got a psychology test?
Jenna's hooked up.
I do have a psychology test.
I want to take it.
But I can have the person who
the psychologist.
Yeah.
Was it the person that took you to California?
It's just what?
Why would that?
I don't know if it was.
Why would you bring that up?
I was just wondering if that was.
Why would that make sense?
She said, "I got us like I don't know. I was just wondering." how my mind works.
The Titanic music.
She's trying to make me sad.
Yeah, I don't even know why you
can
do
I get
that?
To my work
We're
day?
Playing the Titanic music because Al, you know, Jenna's date was like the Titanic during yeah. spring break.
Never once has she ever mentioned that he was in any way a psychologist.
And it,
she's
it just
taking
sucked.
A stab at it.
And he said, I will never let go, Jenna. And he let go.
Yeah, that's
maybe
that's
Jenna's the one that let go. Did you ever think of that?
Jenna, did you let go yet?
Really? Well, I thought we were talking about Lindsay Lohan's life.
I thought I had your back.
Hey, you know what? This is great. You guys want to come home with me to my apartment, Jay, when I get in bed and cry all day?
Al?
Come on, Al. Come on over so you keep bringing it
you know
out.
What?
I was just resetting, Jenna. I had to fill people in.
I just got a great bit.
What?
Al cheers up Jenna Day.
Yeah!
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
In the whole day, because yeah. you're the one that got her in this state.
How did I get her in the state?
Because you brought it back up.
Brought it back up, and I was like, look at me. I was just sitting here eating. Now I've lost my appetite again.
The relationship.
You and Jenna joined at the hip all day long.
But that's going to make me
as
more
you
sad.
Cheer her up.
Can we get a violinist to come in here?
I got a busy day today.
I ain't doing nothing.
The relationship is sinking.
Busy, busy, busy.
Well, you're going to have to, Al.
Busy, busy, busy. Come on.
Come on,
what are we talking about?
We were talking about Lindsay Lohan, and then you threw Jenna under the ship.
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest, Jenna's you know what? Life it was like, is way just, more interesting.
Like, yeah, right?
You know, it was almost like I felt like I already drowned, and Al just, like, revived me to just drown me again.
Pulled you up. And
hey, you made it. Just kidding.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's enough Lindsay Lohan talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get excited about it when I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I want to see it.
I'm
gonna look it up online somewhere.
I'm so sad there's no more Bachelor today.
The big quandary is, do we even discuss it a week later? I mean, everything we wanted to say, we could have said last Tuesday.
And the thing about, back to Lindsay, just for a hot second.
Yeah?
They said that some of the networks won't allow the show to be rerun online. The cable companies actually pay to not have that happen, so you... We'll actually watch
Forced
the show.
Viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might not be able to find it. I don't know.
I thought
the own network will repeat it a million times.
I thought you were setting up for like a huge joke, Al. So you...
Nope. No joke there either, nope. JC.
Until Thanksgiving Day, dude.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.